That's the sound of REM on KX93.5. I'm Jason Fetty, in again for Tyler Russell, who's not feeling very well. He's got jet lag and he's got a temperature of 102 degrees and it's rotten. And that song's called What's the Frequency, Kenneth? And when I want to know what the frequency is... Oh, stop, shush. When I want to know what the frequency is, I go to James Pribram.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
What's the frequency?
Are you laughing at me?
What's
the,
yeah.
What?
Because you're funny. And I mean, like, funny looking, but funny too.
Right. That's, that's all right, I mind. I'm just here for your entertainment.
You need some coffee.
I do, you're right.
You need some coffee.
And here it is, goodness me. Hey, you're up for another award. You know, it's not good for your ego, all of this award stuff. I mean, I love you, James, and you do such great work, but getting all these awards, it just makes you feel like, because, you know, you think you're the king of whatever you are. I almost call you Your Majesty. Sorry, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Director.
Can you knight me?
You've been knighted.
I'd like to be
knighted. You've elevated to Director.
Actually, I'd rather be afternooned. My knights are my own.
Afternooned. Good afternoon.
What is this? This is Cox. This is massive. Cox Conserves. This is huge. They've got a fortune to give to non-profits or to people that do good stuff in the community. Mostly for the environment, right?
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Would you explain it? Because I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I actually, in all honesty, don't know a whole lot about it. I got a phone call about a week ago from a nice young lady. She said, oh, are you James Broom? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you've been named Cox Conserves Hero of the Year in Orange County. And I was like, really? I had no idea about it. And so what it is, so people win in their sort of, I won in Orange County, and now I'm in the grand finals against someone in Santa Barbara and San Diego. It's like a national contest. And so now the voting went to public today.
Right.
So you can vote on who you think is the hero of the year. And so I'm up against two other great people that give back to their communities. And it's a huge deal. It's to the winner, it's $10,000 to their chosen foundation. So, I mean, $10,000 for the Eco Warrior Foundation would just be huge. It would be unbelievable, seeing how there's about $11 in that account.
Right. Well, obviously, we you know, you're a local guy, and we want to support local. The other people, one of them's a beekeeper, and who cares about bees? And then the other one is no, they're very good actually. But I don't know. What do you think about this pitting non-profits and very James is pointing at them. He's pointing at the vote thing. Just tell them how to vote. Tell them how to vote.
No, the interesting is there's a video that you can watch of each finalist
right,
there.
Yeah.
And so each person went in, they filmed, they kind of told them, the public, what it is that they've done to be named, you know, Cox Conserves Hero in their region and what they're doing and why it's important and why they believe in what they do. So it's kind of cool. You get to hear each finalist speak and see what they do.
And your philosophy is to educate, activate, and motivate.
Yes.
Did you come up with that yourself? That's very good.
Yeah.
That's marketing.
Yeah.
It's good branding.
I know.
Well, anyway,
we
know you're great around here, and you do so much good work. We'll try and get that money for you by going to coxconservesheroes.com. Conserves is an odd word to spell, isn't it? But you'll find it. It's Cox, and then C-O-N-S, and then serves, con, serves. There you go. It's not that difficult. CoxConservesHeroes.com. And obviously click on James's button to vote for him, and he'll get the 10 grand, and he'll take us all out for dinner. It's good, isn't it? We're all going to Telluride for a weekend.
Oh, boy. In your private jet.
I'd like that.
What about the Eco Warrior private jet?
Oh, that'd be good. Why don't we buy it?
That would look nice.
You're not going to get one for 10 grand, though.
Oh.
Maybe we should get, like, we could probably get a beat-up old VW bus and paint the side of it for that money.
Maybe we could just paint the side of your car or the yellow car downstairs, the station car.
Yeah, listen, for 10 grand, you can paint my car. All right?
Could I have your liver? Oh, I don't want your liver. We already went over that.
Yeah. I'll play another record then, and we'll definitely do a surf report.
What do we got coming up?
We got San Cisco, a track called Bitter Winter, and it's brand spanking new music on KX93.5.
You're kind of like a bitter winner.
Thanks. I'll take that as a compliment. I'll take everything as a compliment at this point.
Oh, you're the director.
I'm stuck here in
How about that? The Ravenettes there. They're coming to town actually pretty soon. They're going to be playing at the Coach House, and I will report on that as it comes up. Okay, let's actually do a surf report, shall we?
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
So serious this morning.
Well, go on then.
Your headphones are bigger than mine.
Well, I've got the executive headphones.
No, director.
Right.
Let's get it right.
Okay. Yours look like, you look like you're doing like broadcasting from a sports report or something like that. That's what those were. Why do they make them wear those, do you think? Like sports reports. They don't need to wear them. There's no need for it. It's from the modern age today.
It's all part of the image.
It is an image thing, isn't it?
It's an image thing. Yeah. It's kind of like you and your little scruffy beard.
I'm here live.
I'm Jason Fetty.
Yes, check me out.
The director.
Go on then, do a surf report. We'd love to know what's happening out there.
Not really.
Nice weather. Weather's nice.
It is. It is. It's pretty nice. It's nicer than I expected. We'll probably have about a high of, I'll go maybe 65 today. With some west winds, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Maybe a little bit windier than that, but not really. We have a high tide this morning at 10:17 a.m., 4.2. Low tide this afternoon at 3:37 p.m., 1.15. Like I said, the waves are pretty small today, 1 to 2. And, yeah, weather this week's looking pretty mild, pretty springy, kind of breezy. Maybe mid-60s, high-60s all week. Not a whole lot of swell, but that's spring for you, Mr. Fetty, over there with the big headphones.
It is spring. It's a little bit more difficult to predict the weather, isn't it, during the springtime, I feel. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, we had some nice rain last week, and I think someone predicted that.
I think you did. Did you? No, you didn't. You said it wasn't going to rain.
Oh, no.
Actually, as a line of latitude on the globe, it's not that difficult to predict the weather because we're right slap bang in the middle of one of the big weather systems. We're not near the jet stream like they are in Britain, so the jet stream's always moving up and down Britain. Never know what's going to happen. Could rain, and they can never predict it, especially as recently there's been a kink in the jet stream. Did you know that?
Because of all the chemtrails.
Shut up. Chemtrails. Nonsense. Hey, listen, if you're driving around this morning worrying about chemtrails, tell you what, just stop worrying about it. Why don't you? It's a good
idea.
Agree.
Yeah. I worry more about you getting here on time.
I worry more about me. It's KX93.5, James Prim. I'm here, Jason here again. I just got a phone call from a long-time listener, and the first words out of his mouth were, "You again?"
Nah. Let me guess who it was.
It was listener Vic, I think. He didn't even say his name.
Hi, Vic.
He said, not you again.
Good morning, Vic.
I can't help it. Tyler's not well, and I'm here.
Tyler needs a hug today.
He's going to be all right. He's got a nasty, nasty cold. He's jet-lagged, and he's been drunk for 2 weeks in Europe.
I was going to say, the prince has just been celebrating an early summer vacation without us over in Europe.
It's a big hangover he's got. That's what I know.
He sounded worse than I did on Friday this morning when I spoke to him.
Yeah, I haven't even talked to him. I've been texting him back and forth.
You
don't want to talk
prince.
To him.
Come on, Prince. Yeah, let's man up.
He'll be all right. All right, James, thanks for coming in, man. And good luck with the Cox Conserves Heroes.
Thank you, director.
CoxConservesHeroes.com. Go there and vote for James Pribram and he'll get his 10 grand and he'll do more to help keep the beaches clean in Laguna Beach and educate you and your kids as to why that is so important for the planet in general and not just for surfers who want to hang 10 or do gnarly things, whatever it is. All right, have fun, James. Nice day.
Goodbye, love.
Bye.